News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Of course, is one of the most popular, if you excuse the pun, songs from Wicked. And it was Defying Gravity and a huge blockbuster, as many of the songs from Wicked are. But part two of Wicked, obviously the huge film was out last year. Part two of Wicked is the release date has been launched. And I'm joined for more on this by pop culture and film expert Dee Mullumby. Dee, do we have the release date now?
Yes, so it is November 21st, 2025. And we also have the first official trailer for Wicked for Good, as it is now being called. So, yeah, very excited for that.
And what is the appeal of it? Because, you know, I've seen the stage show. I went to see it many years ago on Broadway when my kids were small. In the matinee, because I couldn't possibly afford the evening. But what is the appeal of it? Because I wouldn't have necessarily seen that and thought, oh, that'll transfer over to a film easily.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because they have been kind of trying to make it into a film for years and years. I suppose like a lot of it and a lot of the appeal for me watching the movie, I have to say, is the production design. You know, it is this fantasy world that you can absolutely get lost in. Obviously, The Wizard of Oz, on which it's based, is such a like fantastic and popular movie. And that has such an incredible world in and of itself. And the whole idea of Wicked is that it precedes it. So there's a lot of familiarity in this world, seeing Oz and everything like that. But it's also that, creativity involved in the fact that it is also set like years before The Wizard of Oz. And then the music by, you know, Stephen Sondheim and Alan Menken is just absolutely fantastic. Like they are some gorgeous, gorgeous numbers. And I have to admit, I did feel a little cynical when I heard about the fact that Wicked was being split into two movies, because a lot of the big numbers are in that first half. But at that, you know, having seen the Wicked for Good trailer and seeing them tease the likes of For Good and, Elphaba has another big number in this one as well, which is called No Good Deed. I'm still quite excited for the second one, but it'll be interesting to see how they handle as well. The second half, as with any Broadway show, is typically a little shorter than the first half. So it'll be interesting to see what they add to this half to kind of bulk it out in terms of running time. And make it worthy of a full feature length film in and of itself.
Yeah. In the first one, there was kind of questions, I suppose, going to be asked, like Ariana Grande and all, were they going to be able to sort of pull it off? They did, didn't they?
They absolutely did, yeah. And I mean, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, like part of the appeal of the first movie was just their fantastic like chemistry. Like you really do believe in them and their friendship. And that was really emphasized in this new official trailer as well. It'll be interesting to see as well as they go on kind of the press tour promoting this film, what kind of memeable moments come out of it, because that ended up getting a lot of buzz with the first movie.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I actually, one of my favourite things about Wicked is just telling that Wizard of Oz story from a different point of view, because, you know, the Wicked Witch was obviously just a given up until Wicked came along. But look, I'd say loads of people really excited to go and see it. Massively popular, the first half of the film. And thank you very much for joining us. That is pop culture and film expert there, Dee Mullumby.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.